Think twice before you vaccinate your kids, Dr. Robert Malone warns parents on COVID-19 shots. Dr. Robert Malone, a virologist and immunologist who has contributed significantly to the technology of mRNA vaccines, issued a strong caution for those who seek to have their children vaccinated against COVID-19. Think twice before you vaccinate your kids. Because if something bad happens, you can't go back and say, "Whoops, I want a do-over," Malone told Epoch TV's American Thought Leaders program in an interview, part one of which premiered on Sunday. He also said, "It is clear that parents should think twice about vaccinating their child," adding that serious adverse events can occur and can be so severe that it puts your child in the hospital. Malone noted that with regard to myocarditis, or inflammation of the heart, there's a good chance that if your child takes the vaccine, they won't be damaged, they won't show clinical symptoms, they may have subclinical damage. But the question is, do you want to take that chance with your child? Because if you draw the short straw and your child was damaged, most of these things, if not all of them, are irreversible. There is no way to fix it, he said. And I get these emails all the time, doctor, what can we do? This has happened. And that once it's happened, there's, you can't go back, you can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. He pointed to information compiled on his website, which includes a list of peer-reviewed studies related to COVID-19 vaccine adverse events in children, the main one being myocarditis. The website also includes a collection of adverse events reports as well as death reports in the pediatric community, submitted to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. There is links to the VIRS database, and if you click on them, you can see the actual VIRS report that was filed by a physician saying this is what happened, Malone said. And you can make your own decision about whether or not you think that that's vaccine-related. So all of those data are there. One page on Malone's website points to a paper published in the Toxicology Reports journal in which authors noted, using data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that normalized data on COVID-19 deaths per capita are negligible in children, while deaths after COVID-19 vaccination are small but not negligible in children. For children, the chances of death from COVID-19 are negligible, but the chances of serious damage over their lifetime from the toxic inoculations are not negligible, the authors wrote in the paper, titled Why Are We Vaccinating Children Against COVID-19? The paper has since been retracted at the request of Lawrence H. Lash, the founding editor of the Toxicology Reports Journal, on the basis that there is clear evidence that the findings are unreliable. A note on the retraction reads, publicly available data from the work concluded by the external reviewers to be misinterpreted to make the erroneous conclusion that the vast majority of reported deaths due to COVID-19 are actually due to other comorbidities. Such an egregious misinterpretation and misrepresentation are unacceptable. Additional external review of this paper following publication concluded that it demonstrates inappropriate bias in multiple ways, it also reads. The use of key terminology, specifically the key terms inoculation and vaccination, diverges from common use and are incorrect, indicating clear evidence of bias. Malone's warning comes after he issued a prepared statement in mid-December 2021 aimed at parents, in which he said that with regard to mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines, a viral gene will be injected into your children's cells that forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs, including their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. Malone is strongly opposed to COVID-19 vaccine mandates for children. He is the chief science officer and regulatory officer for the Unity Project, a movement seeking to resist COVID-19 vaccine mandates for K-12 children. The Unity Project's position is one based on the logic of informed consent versus forced vaccination that mandates should not happen, Malone told Epoch TV. The state should not be forcing itself into the family. The decisions belong at the level of parents, not at the level of the state or the school board. school boards and schools and teachers have no right to understand and seek out medical information about their students that's illegal. And yet, it's being done all the time. And students are being bullied if they haven't taken vaccine. Malone is also the president of the International Alliance of Physicians and Medical Scientists, a group of 16,000 professionals who have signed a declaration that says healthy children shall not be subject to forced vaccination. Mandates are illegal based on the Nuremberg Code, Helsinki Accord, the Belmont Report, Malone said. These continue to be unlicensed products. They're only available through emergency use authorization. These are not licensed products, and they're being forced on your children, and they have risks. And the media, through its censorship and big tech, is blocking your ability to even learn what those risks are so you can make an informed decision for your children yourself. That is a huge crime in my mind. Malone said that people can join a Defeat the Mandates rally in March in Washington, D.C., scheduled for January 23rd, to unite against mandatory vaccinations. Two mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines are currently available in the United States under emergency use authorization, one from Pfizer-BioNTech and the other from Moderna. The only COVID-19 vaccine that has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for people 16 and older is Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine, which is marketed as Comirnaty. Doses are to be produced in the future, according to FDA documents. A separate, existing supply of COVID-19 vaccines under Pfizer-BioNTech continue to be available under an updated EUA for those over 16. The FDA has also granted an EUA for Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for those aged 12 to 15 in May 2021 and for children aged 5 to 11 in October 2021. California in October 2021 became the first state to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for children, followed by Louisiana in December 2021. Both states said they will only enforce the mandate if the FDA fully authorizes the vaccines for children. The Pfizer vaccine remains the only jab against COVID-19 available for people aged under 18 in the United States. The FDA in October 2021 delayed a decision on whether to grant Moderna an EUA for its COVID-19 vaccine for those aged 12 to 17, saying it needs more time to further review the vaccine's risk for myocarditis in this population. The Epoch Times has reached out to Pfizer-BioNTech and the FDA for comment. Editor's note: this article has been adjusted to clarify that the FDA has only approved future COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech marketed as Comirnaty. Update: this article has been updated to note that a paper cited by Dr. Malone has been retracted.